In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3, there's a word or phrase that's worthy of our consideration and also the theme for the month of September, and that is the simplicity that is in Christ. And Paul, as he is talking to the church here at Corinth, being the second letter, and depending on your studies, could even be the third, but that's neither here nor there. Paul was telling them in verse number 3, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. If you're not careful, you'll think that word simplicity means something that is easy, something that is manageable. However, that word literally means to have mental honesty. The word literally means to be single-mindedness, single-minded as an adjective and as a verb, to be weaved together, thoughts that are weaved together, single in mind. Tonight I want us to talk about having spiritual focus and having a singleness of mind. And of course, we'll talk about this on Sunday a little bit deeper, but I just want to give you something to consider, because when we think about our lives and how we're supposed to be focused, and sometimes we have things that distract us from our focus. Well, Paul was getting the brethren here at Corinth to be focused, and he uses Eve, who was not focused, who allowed herself to be beguiled. She allowed that, which demonstrates to us that Satan can throw many things at you, but that doesn't mean that you have to yield. Doesn't mean that you have to give in to it. Well, here we see that God wants us to be focused, and we have a responsibility as the people of God to develop that focus. And so it caused me to think, what are some areas that I need to develop my focus in? Well, when we think about a good illustration that I believe is worthy of our consideration, I want us to turn to the book of Matthew chapter 14. Verses 25 through 33, and we come across Peter, and remember, this is the context of Peter asking to come out of the boat to go to Jesus, who was walking on the water. And I find it very interesting that in verse number 29, Jesus tells him, come on, and he does. He begins walking on the water toward Jesus, and in verse number 30, a problem took place. He saw the wind, boisterous. He saw it. He became afraid. He began to sink. Notice the progression. He saw the boisterous wind. He began to be afraid. He began to sink. And then he got smart. He cried out to the Lord, save me. Which demonstrates to us that at times, even when we lose our focus, get your focus back real quick. God, save me. Okay, there's one thing to fall, there's another thing to keep on falling. And so a righteous man falleth seven times, he gets up. But Jesus, notice what he does. Immediately he stretches out his hand toward him and he says, oh, you of little faith, why did you waver? Why did you doubt? And when we think about being beguiled, when we consider not being focused, not single in our mind, usually it's because of doubt. Because we have allowed something to block our view between us and the Lord. And the next thing you know, we find Jesus and Peter getting inside of the boat, them worshiping him. But I want to take notice of something that's very important. Jesus did not calm the storm before he calmed down Peter, which teaches us that at times we need to be calmed down even though everything is still going crazy around us. We got COVID-19. We got cases going up. We got things that are going crazy. People are losing their mind. You got to stay calm. You got to keep your head straight. You got to stay with Christ. You got to keep your mind focused on Jesus Christ. You have to understand the simplicity of Christ. If not, you'll get caught up in the boisterous winds. You'll keep on sinking. And so that caused me to think that we have people who are afraid, they're concerned, and rightfully so. I learned today, and I don't know if this is information that I probably ought to be given, but I'm going to give it anyway, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But of course, I found out today that, you know, we have all those Afghans that were flown in. Well, we have some here today in San Angelo. And it's very interesting. I was talking to the college students about that on Monday, that we have to be able to think and be able to reason, because when we start coming across some of these people, well, we got to teach them the gospel too. They got souls too. And they're here. Wow. Which demonstrates to us, what do? Do we crawl and run? Do we hide? Or do we properly prepare ourselves, being focused on Christ and still teaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified to a people who don't believe in Him as being God? Because they don't. But we do. And that's all that matters. We believe that Jesus Christ is God. We believe that God the Father is the creator of all things. And we have the responsibility to be focused on the words of Jesus Christ. And then it makes me think about Paul as I come to a close. And hopefully we'll do a better job of getting in here so I can get all my time. But Paul says something in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, friends. Fear does not come from God. Not one ounce. Fear comes from doubt and from the devil. And so when we think about Hebrews 13 and verse number 6, we don't have to fear man. We have to remember that there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, 1 John 4, verse 8. And so I want us to be encouraged. And we need to be encouraging one another to be focused. And we'll have more to say about this on Sunday. But the simplicity of Christ, being focused, single-mindedness. Don't let nothing get in the way between you and God. If you do, get it out of the way as fast as possible so you can have all your focus on Him and Him alone. To focus your mind on something else is to really harm yourself. And so we don't want to do that. And so we want to be committed to Christ and His church. And friends, we can't do this by ourselves. And this is why we need to put our hands to the plow and not look back. Whatever we find your hand to do, do it all your might, Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. I have more to say, and I'll say it on Sunday. But I do want to encourage us to be single-mindedness, to be single-minded, to be really focused. And don't allow things to get you off track. Don't allow people to get you off track. Don't allow media to get you off track. Don't allow yourself to get you off track. Stay focused. Stay focused. And it requires you getting in this word and staying in it. Because if you don't, then what it's going to do is going to cause you to focus on someone or something other than Jesus Christ Himself. And everyone that veers from Christ don't always come back. There are some that are privileged. There are some that are not. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to be focused on Christ. The only way you can do that is through the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's still beautiful. 2,000 years later, we're still preaching the same gospel. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to preach it to some of those who've just flown in. I'm kind of excited about it. Looking forward to it. That's going to be a challenge. But I think we are up for the challenge, at least some of us. Let's do it. Let's save some souls. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will do something amazing in your life. He'll give you a focus. It'll be only on His Son, on His Word, on salvation. And one day, He'll say, well done. Maybe you're a child of God, you haven't been focused. You've been focused on everything but the Christ. Or maybe a little bit of focus on the Christ and a little bit on everything else. Let's give Christ all of our focus. Matthew 6:33, He'll take care of the rest as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.